topic is Malachas Enetzich Lagufa and Kareya and Tikkun. Now, that's about three separate sugyas, but if you haven't figured out by now, they overlap. And trying to be misunderstood everything in an intelligent way. That's the goal for today. I just want to apologize. I have not been feeling well lately. That's why I haven't been around so much. So this probably is the aftermath of the Holocaust. It's a little more. But I haven't been around so much. I've been feeling well. So Bez Hashem on the mend. Starting today. So let's see what we can do. Okay, so the Gemara talks about the Malach of Kareya, and the mission on Mishnah Gimel, we talked about the Malach of Kareya. It says Almanas with. Thank you. One of those is Almanas Litzvor. So it says by Kareya Almanas Litzvor. If I says by Moichad Almanas Litzvor. So it says those two, it says there's a Tanai of Almanas. By Soyser, it does not say Almanas Litzvor. And even though there's a Gemara before in the second paragraph, the Gemara says that Soyser is only type of Almanas Litzvor. This does not say that Tanai is a requirement of Almanas. The Pshuto of Tosis, and I give a little base, is that Kareya Almanas Litzvor is a Tanai B'etzim in the Malacha. The person does not do Almanas Litzvor, he's not going to be Chayav. That's the Pshuto of Tosis. That even though if Yehudas were Chayav Malacha, she had a Tzichel Gufa, but as it says, but Kriyamanas, so Lachara him, you don't need Tzar Lagufa, just like Kriyamanas Litzvor, even though he doesn't need Tzar Lagufa, but Kriyamanas Litzvor, he requires Amanas Litzvor. That's the truth of Tosis. Tosis on Gimel Bar Aleph, declares a Shaila by Kosher and Matir, is there a Tanai by Mata of Amanas Litzvor? So, why would you assume? You know, if where is this Havamina? There's a Tanai of Almanas Litzvor, because by Terfer there's a Tanai of Dafka Almanas Litzvor, and by Marker the Tanai of Dafka Almanas Lichtoiv, Sersa the Tanai of Dafka Almanas Livnois, so maybe by Matt there's also a Tanai of Dafka Almanas Litzvor. That ties itself. So Pasha Tosis is learning that there's a Tanai Be'etzim in the Malacha. Is that right? The Rambam is worth more that you don't need Almanas Litzvor B'dafka. It's even Almanas Sasakin. If in any case of a Kareya, which is done in the right for the Tikkun, is going to be Chai. The Kareya asks on Tosis from the Gemara Kufayma base. The Gemara comes out that a person was Kareya al Mesoi by the Mason which he's Chai to be Kareya in. So the Malacha is in his Chai. It's not Almanas Litzvor. That was an Almanas. He's not doing Almanas Litzvor, but the Lachas, he's not allowed to be Teufel. Because the Lachas would prove a Kriya Ala Mace, depending on who it's for, you cannot totally start back. So it's B'dafka, not Almanas Litzvor. It's on the Morse and Jachai. Okay. The Bir Lacha, because of that, comes along and Daichab Shadon Tosis. Tosis does not mean that there's a Tanai of Almanas Litzvor, it just means that there's a Tanai of Almanas Tzaken, etc. So, it's a very different Daichab Lashon of Tosis. The Kamegar obviously did not understand like that. So, Kamegar in Oshas asked the Kasha. Kamegar in the Chedushim brings a raya from the fact that Tosis and Aman Aleph clear to Shadon, you need Mat Amanas Likshur. Where does that come from? Why do you have Amanas Likshur? You just need Amanas Azak. Now that I told you on the base that there's a Tanai, Badafka, Amanas Litvor, and Amanas Azak is not good enough, so now I'm kind of trying to know what to do by Kosher and Mat. You're telling me I'm on Badafka on the base, so what do I have in Amanas? So he says that that's not Pshat and Jason. The Kerrigan says that he's doing for this Mahalach, that the Yerlacha suggests the answer places. He's doing for that Mahalach, he says that that's not Pshat. There's a recall. says an interesting kinesh. It sort of makes a troll down the tomb. He says, that's him, but the only case of prayer which is the most is Amanas. Now, I want to now to that. Like, that sounds, doesn't sound intuitive to us. And if anything, it's the opposite. Right? So we hear by the Kadosh of Kripurna's Kriyal Meso. The Mamish, at the moment, he's doing this, the Kriyal Meso. He's doing the Kaim Mitzvah, which we call that a Tikkun. So Mamish, right when there's a Tikkun. By case of Amanas, Litvor, I mean, right now there's no Tikkun. Right now, it's for the Begad. Later on, eventually, the Begad will get better. So, before I say Mamish, the first player, the opposite of the source, he's saying that Amanas Litzvor is called Amanas Tzadik, okay? And these cases are not Amanas Tzadik. Right? So what does he say? So I think what he's saying is the following, that when a person is Kreyal Mesoi, what is he doing? That's me destroying a bag. Elamai what? Since there's a mitzvah to do that, and therefore that's what he wants to do, that's his kiyum. So we're in a decision that the accomplishment of the kiyum of the mitzvah is greater than the loss of the bag. But at the end of the day, the bag is destroyed. By case of Amanas Litzvor, it's the exact opposite. When I asked you, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm destroying the bag. No, you're not, you're fixing it. The answer of the mice of Amanas Litzvor is the first stage of the process of making your bag correct. So the thoughts are saying, I'm handling destruction versus benefit. I'm saying, you know what? The benefit overrides the destruction. It's the exact opposite. Over here, there's no destruction. There's no destruction at all. So that's like Amanas Tzadik. Masha Enke, when you're doing it, you're saying, I bet I'm not destroying it, but it's worth it. You know, I'm taking my potato chip bag and I'm ripping it apart. I'm saying, you know what? It's good because I like potato chips. But I can't get potato chips without the potato chips. But the bag says, I'm destroying it. If I eat the bag afterwards, the bag will come at me. So you say, oh, it's good to rip it apart and eat the bag. Okay, but that'd be more like I'm not lifting. I can't eat the big bag, it's too big, so I take it apart to eat it. But you don't eat the bag, you throw out the bag, you destroy the bag. So LOI, what is called a tikkun because it's worth it for the potato chips. So that's what he's saying. This is the same thing, Batson. So there's something more that the only bona fide case of Amanas Tzadik, the paradigmatic case is going to be Amanas Litzvor. Now I come along and declare a new shayla. So stop saying it's a kilkel and a tikkun. It's called a tikkun. It's not a kilkel, Batson. So if the problem is that the malacha can't be a makalkel, that's not a makalkel. It's a matakin. This is part of the process of fixing a bagel. When I'm Korea Almanas for the Kima Mitzvah, I'm destroying a bag. So you know what? You know, destroying a bag? You want to get, Bali Musudik, you say, what's haste? Now they use this bag for this purpose. This bag has a tachlis and Shemayim, and Shemayim, they'll give you your torn bag, because it's a Kima Mitzvah. I don't know. Bali Musudik will tell you that, right? But that's destroying a bag. Well, that's an issue of office and people do. That's more that's an eye that gets involved with office and a single group. So now, in a practical case, I open up an envelope and I need the contents of the envelope. So it's a tikkun. I got the contents of the envelope. It's not a tikkun. The envelope says I'm destroyed. So in economy, there is if those of you who are forget it. Once upon a time, there's something called an aerogram. So those of you old enough to remember, then another you know, old enough to remember something called an aerogram. Aerogram was that you got a cheaper rate in paying for your air mail instead of using an envelope with a letter inside the envelope. If you wrote on this piece of paper and you made it into an envelope, these are companies you could actually fold it together. It becomes an envelope. So there was a cheaper price. It's called an aerogram. So there, the price you can assume in that situation where the tikkun isn't the thing because you can open up and read it. So there, even though you're being kareya, but that's not much a tikkun of an item. An item now becomes more usable because as it is, you can't read it. When you tear it open, you'll be able to read it. That's a tikkun in the item. item itself. That's not katikun. That's main what you know what the Ritva is saying. But if I give you a case where I'm tearing open the envelope to get the contents inside, so yes, the overall value is value. But as far as the envelope is concerned, since all there is destruction. So my kilkel in the envelope to get something else. But it's worthwhile. Good. So that's not a tikkun. So that's for the Rashi in Kubav Amar Aleph that Rashi throws in that a tikkun eitz lachem is not called a tikkun. There's no it's doing the same thing. You can't the mice on the mice. This eye is I tell you this item, wow, this item now feels bad, it's torn apart. No, it doesn't feel very happy. Because it's now readable. The item as far as the item is concerned, all you did is you made it better. You didn't make it worse. The tikkun is not on the card. The tikkun is on the item. So I go to the bag and I said, this bag right now is not sewed properly. I rip it apart and I have a bag which I can fix to make it sewed properly. So there's a tikkun in the bag.
They would sell envelopes that was an envelope and a piece of paper attached. And when you rip the envelope,
it's one thing, it'll be the ticket. If you want two things, I'm not worried. I don't know.
Why
you decide.
Why is it different than the
potato box? Potato, those are the ticket. You're saying?
If you open the flap of the envelope, you don't destroy the envelope. Why is it worse than it was before? Then it was a closed envelope, now it's an open envelope.
But most envelopes, you can't, don't function as an envelope anymore. Once they're open, you can't, they don't close. They don't gum anymore. Shemela.
But glue, I
mean. You mean that to the mice, but it's not the envelope before, it was sealed, and now it's not sealed anymore. It doesn't have a mile of an envelope. Mile of an envelope, then it's sealed.
Mile of an envelope, then it's sealed, or that you could put something in it and seal it. A sealed envelope is kind of useless.
Okay, we'll argue, yeah.
So it would be different than ripping a food packet where the thing that you rip also serves as like a flap, you know, to close it again. So, like, you know,
so that's the din of Kareya or Melpias Olmes is Mutter, but Vashal Yas is Inu. If when you Kareya it, you end up getting something which now acts as a spell, so it's not a Kirik, it's not a Kilkul, it's a Tikkun.
Right.
Okay. Good. Point. What? I didn't answer your question. Right. So, I mean. The passion doesn't work. Basically, it seems to go with the dance of custom that there's a din of almanas litzvah. The Ritzvah himself has come and saying, no, there's no din of almanas litzvah be'ed. So we're just saying that is the only case. So we can hear that there's a number in the Gemara. We come along and says, you know what? I'm a new shayla. Now I'm coming a new shayla. It's haka kilkul, but there's a tikkun which is more beneficial. How do I don that? Do I don that as considered a makalkul, or I don that as considered a tikkun? It comes more a kubav amanalev. Rashi says this is a belug to Rabbi Yehuda and Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda says that Loch Shem Sigul Guba is Chayim, and Rashi says Loch Shem Sigul Guba is Nakat. So now I do a kilkul in one item, and it ends up in a tikkun somewhere else. So do I don that as a belug to Rabbi Yehuda and Rashi? Do I don that as a belug to Rabbi Yehuda and Rashi? Right. So Zakum Shem, Zakum Rashi is a Gemara, right? That so Zakum Shem. I'm sorry, the tikkun somewhere else can't be the definition of this is called a mice. This is a mice of kilkul bands. There's a tikkun, and the tikkun is worth it. Okay, but it's still kilkul. So I take wood and I cook, I light it, and I put it onto my pot, and I cook my food. So it's not rashi, that's kilkul. As far as the wood is concerned, as far as the ash is concerned, it's kilkul. Even though it's a tikkun in the pot, even though about it, I would tell you that yes, it's kedai for me to burn my wood in order to have a cooked food, that's why I'm doing it. And no person would look at this as a mice of kilkul. The best of this is a mice of tikkun. I cook my food. But as far as the malacha of havaras eish, havaras eish is kilkul. So Zakumora, Zakumorashi, and Shimon has said, must be the Makalka of Havoras Kayim. Otherwise, every case of Havoras Mechalko, how could it ever be Kayim? The answer is, it must be that Havoras Kayim yields a Mechalko. Good. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. What are you talking about? It's not a Mechalko. It's an attacking. Because the food is cooked. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I look at the Malachas and Sigla Guf, I look at the whole picture, I look at the Tikkun over there, and the overall mice is not a mice of Kilko, it's a mice of Tikkun. So, Chach, in one prat, it's a Kilko, but the other prat is a Tikkun, and I'm telling you that overall, I decide that it's worthwhile for me to do the Tikkun and something else to be considered, and that overrides the Kilko. So the definition of this mice is a mice of Macau, a Masak and not a mice of Macau. That's a Rashi of the Gemara, right? Stop. Okay. Now, there's a... I'm not sure of the right order how to discuss these issues, but I want to raise a few problems over here in this sugya. Tosis raises a question: is tikkun mitzvah considered? That Tosis says that it's called lachos tikkun gufa, considered mitzvah, and that's over here. So Tosis over here in the sugya handles: is tikkun mitzvah considered a tikkun? What's the shaka with Tosis of Yehuda and Shimon by Mila? The Gemara says, raise the question, I'm not going to answer this. I just want to use it as a stepping stone to the next question. The Gemara in Kuvam HaMadal, where Rashi was the Gemara. So Shimon says, listen, I come to Havara, and Havara is very, very uncomfortable. Because Havara is always a Mechalko. Right? Because as far as the wood is concerned, I'm destroying the wood. It's a Kilko. There's a Tikkun in the Kedera. This doesn't help me. My name is Abshim. There it is, must be Havara. Havara is Kayim Nos Mechalko. It's Tikkun Gufa. I go to a Guma and I say, listen, I go to the Guma and I do the Guma. I say, listen, I don't need the Guma. I just need dirt. Now, right now, I don't have any dirt available. I want to take a hole. And the hole is Kayim Nos Mechalko by now. But I say, you know what? Okay, but I don't need that. My eker board is I want it to hoop that I have dirt. Person lights wood under the fire, lights wood that is pot should be cooked. So they ask you, what are you doing? He says, I enjoy making fire. He says, no, I want my pot to be cooked. So it's a chicken goof. So Rashi already raised the question, that's Tikkun Gufa. Rashi says, no, the guy with the issue whether Tikkun or Kilko, I can't use the Tikkun in the pot. But it's a Kaksim Kalko. But when I'm discussing burning wood, now the Kalko is tied by a boy. Why are you burning it? I don't care why I'm burning it. I'm burning it because I want to burn it. No, you're not burning it because you enjoy burning wood. You're because you want to make the pot go better. That's the Tikkun Gufa stuff. Point that out. That's an important point in the definition of Tikkun Gufa. Over here, I'm burning the wood because I need to burn wood. I need to make a fire, and that's what the Malach of Havara is. The fact that the Tikkun is somewhere else is not the definition of Tikkun Gufa. Or in a Tikkun Gufa. The guy with the issue of a Kalko, the second it is. But now I said that's irrelevant. I don't care. So I have a new question: is this called Tikkun Gufa? It's called Tikkun Gufa. His days were born in the Gemara. Okay. Now, let's talk. I'm not answering that. I'm just pointing out that Ha'ara. I mean... So the Meiri a little bit touches on this question. He asks, if you're telling me that it's called Kilko when you burn the wood to cook the pot. Of course, it's called Kilko to dig a hole. You don't want the hole, you just want the dirt. Flip the question around the other direction. So when we're going to circle Afra, right? So we involved with the Yehuda said your kai is, why your kai is? It's Mekalka. As soon as it's your putt, because then if you're going to goof, you putt because it's a Mekalka. The fact that there's a tikkun somewhere else is irrelevant. I have 30 use for something else, but it's not the whole, which is not the Malacha. It's not a tikkun, it's a Mekalka. So he asked the question the other way around. Okay. That's why it's not so comfortable. Okay.
Is it the wood getting destroyed helping you? And isn't that what fuels the fire?
Now, I think there's a more basic problem here in the Gemara. What is the Malacha of Mavir? What is the Malacha of Mavir? Malacha Mavir is Mavir, like, right? What's the question? The problem is there's a three-way Makoikis in the Malacha of Mavir. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Siman Tov said, hey, beginning Hilchos Yom Tov, the Kutuz Akhar over there says the Malacha of Mavir is making a fire. The Malacha of Mavir is not burning the wood. The Malacha of Mavir is making a fire, having a fire. Which, that's intuitive. That's what the Malacha is. The Malacha is making a fire. So, he doesn't discuss at all Kufa Bamin Aleph, why are you calling this Makalka? Having the fire is a very beneficial thing. You can cook things on it, you can light things, you can read things, you can do whatever you want with the fire. Fire is very beneficial. Where's the Kilka? Right? So comes again the Avi Nezer, and Avi Nezer says, no, the Malacha is Haboris HaEitzin. It's Kilo HaEitzin, he said, that's the Malacha. So then, like, it makes sense. Now, that's the Malacha, is the weirdest thing in the world. Why should it be the Malacha? I understand he's got a Gemara in Kuvav Manav. The way Rashi learns the Gemara. The problem is the Malacha is Havar is Kiliyat Zimut. That's Makalka. You're talking right. Destroying wood is called Gilgal. That's the benefit that you have a light. That's not the Malacha. That's ready. Eitzelakayim. I have light which I can use. Heat which I can use to cook. Fine. Beautiful. That's not the Malacha. So the Malacha of Etzem is a Makalka. That's Rashi said. Okay. I hear it. I mean, I just. Why in the world would we define the Malacha as Havaris Eitzim, not a CSA?
Certainly not creating the fire, being moiled the fire, that's the Malacha.
Oh, I'll give you the shot.
Feeding it would also.
No, my shot was I take metal and I make it glowing red hot. So I do the Malacha of Havor. So if the Malacha is making Aish, fire, heat, light, I made fire, heat, light. If the Malacha is destroying fuel, I didn't destroy any fuel. So the Avnei said, that's not Havor.
But isn't it partially not allowed to add Aitzim to a fire? That would be the Malacha?
That's
because you're making the fire bigger.
The fire is bigger. The fire, you're extending the fire. You're making it bigger. That's not a right. So by the Malacha of taking metal and making it red hot, there's Sirin Rama. The Rama place calls it Havar. The Rama calls it Bishul. And the Rambam says the place where he says calls it Havar. It's only Bishul. He says it's not Havar. Okay. I mean, if the Malacha like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is making Eish, why shouldn't it be Havar? It might be Bishul also because the more before in Ayin Dalad on Ovid Beis is before that anytime you change a mass with heat either from soft to hard or hard to soft, it's called Bishul. So melting metal when you get red hot, it changes its nature. So it's Bishul. Why shouldn't it be a Havar also? The Rambam says it's not Havar, it's just Bishul. Why is it only Bishul? So if the start of the Malacha is, if the start of the Malacha is getting fire, you may want to call it a told. It's not exactly the case which is the Mishkan. There's some suggestion in the Rambam's master that it's a told. The Rambam says it's Malver, he means it's a told. It's not that odd. So at least it should be a told. But if you tell me the start of the Malacha is the act of consuming fuel, it's not even a told. It's nothing. It's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says it's just Bishul. There's you're not to me. again, in logic, I have no idea why we should assume that it's that the yisod of the malacha is the consumption of the fuel more than having fire. I'll tell you a real balabatha shahor on that, right? So, you know, the yisod of Nosan Das bought a Marisha and Motsi Shabbos, and he put together two of them and he made a spark. There's nothing was consumed. So is that called making H? So there's a Gemara which says the Tzitzis ain't behem mamish. The Tzitzis ain't behem mamish. The Tzitzis is taka no din of H. It's not called H. So the first thing we say, so static electricity generates sparks. That's not the problem at all. I had a crazy mice. I'm getting older. I'm not as hairy as I used to get. I'm very hairy. So in Cleveland, it's dry, cold. It makes electricity all over the place. I once lit up a fluorescent light with my hand. I went ahead on my top of my dresser Friday night. I went to get something in my dresser. I went by. The thing started glowing. I had enough electricity in me to make the fluorescent light glow. I said, "Wow." We start saying, "Hamam." Work like that, right?
There's no light bulb at all in the bathroom. You turn on the light, you turn on the switch.
No light bulb in the bathroom.
Meaning you're generating electricity, and you're causing stuff to happen, but there's no light bulb to actually.
What do you mean there's no light bulb? Come with the light switch. First of all, that's not true. I mean, if there's no complete circuit, so then the return doesn't flow. Is that basically? There were some, when they first had a harm of the shadow electricity, there were some person who tried to approach it from the issue is that electricity is aish. That was one angle. Or alternatively, the sparks which are generated in the process, you know, the good old wires apparently they were dealing with, they're sparking along the way. So there are sparks being produced. Basically, as they, you know, as the person continued to discuss the issue of electricity, they said, those turns away their mamish. Right. So apparently it's not the age which is the issue, it's the fact that it's, there's something that is burning on, which is the issue. So that's where the laser is coming from. Again, I still, you're proving it from the Gemara, I still understand how the Gemara knew that that's the side of the Malacha, and the Malacha isn't the price of making the age. Okay.
Could it be that every Malacha's job is to make some kind of shinoi in physical item, and that fire is just way too ethereal to the next shot, Malacha, Malacha Rua. Like, I don't use it, I know it's hot, but on my side, it's intangible. Whereas the Etzem burning the thing, just like Bishlam, I mean, we're not an item, Mavara is burning an item. The idea of full age is not enough to change it.
Okay. If you tell me that's your statement Gemara, it's okay. Your statement Gemara, I have to agree. But
it is.
Maybe, yeah. But right. But the problem is, if you're asking me how the Gemara knew that, the Akramai says, "Oh, Dosh Date, you know, the good brisket, Dosh Date." You ask me how the Gemara knew that the brisket don't ask that question. You want a good brisket? What?
You have to ask these questions.
No one tells you. Okay. There's a deacon in the Rambam, and maybe it's a combination of the two. Okay, fine. And then any one of them would be a tolda. Okay, so the Malacha is, assuming that Davinezer is right, based on the sugya, so the Malacha is Kili Eitzer. So now I destroy Eitzim because I want to destroy Eitzim. So David is saying, I'm destroying Eitzim because I want to destroy Eitzim. I want to make a fire with these Eitzim. This is what I want to do. There is called Malachos Yom Lugufa. It's not called Masake. So, take it a step, you know, go back a step. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I mean, why is it a Mekalkel? Yes, there's Eitzim being destroyed, but the Malacha is having fire. Fire is a very beneficial thing, especially if I want it. So be a soid of the Malacha is a Mekalkel, the Malacha. Be a soid of the Mekalkel, the Malacha. Right? But if you tell me that the Yisod of the Malacha is the Kilo Eitzim, even though, yes, the reason why Mekalkel Eitzim is using heat and that makes a fire, and the mail, it's called, and that's what I want to do, that's called Shrikul Gufa. I need to generate, I don't want to cook a pot. That's like, you know, that's too many steps. I want to make a fire to cook a pot. The third of the circle of offer, the point isn't, and now I go build a house with the offer. The point is, I want the offer. I'm looking at these right now, these two, what I'm dealing with. So we tell the trickle of Google, the fact that my goal is right, so that I make bricks. You know, we're good silver springers. So again, if we find it sooner, the tachlis is to build a building, you know. So I only make a wall. It's not taken yet, because it's not a building yet. That's too far removed. Mitzad, right? The malach is the kilay eitzim. Mitzad, the definition of tikkun gufa. That's what I want to do. So it's a fascinating thing, Rashi says. I'm invoking the problem of, according to Yehuda. Why is it makalkel? Because it's cooking the pot. Now I would have said it's not makalkel because you have fire. Maybe that's what she means. Right? The purpose of the fire is to cook the pot. No, that's what Rashi means. Interview. She says, I'm sorry, that I can't help, that doesn't help me. When it's out, the street of Laguba is called street of Laguba. I do think it's fascinating. Okay, next. Let me get so there's a Mechoz Rashi Tosis. What the definition of the Shrikul Gufa? Okay, there's a Mechoz Rashi Tosis about Sadi Dalin. Sadi Gilma Beis and Sadi Dalin. What the definition of Shrikul Gufa? So Rashi on Sadi Gilma Beis. So the Mishnah says that a person takes out a Kazayas from the mace, or Kazayas from the Nevela, Kadashim and Hasheritz. So Tanakama says, Chaim Shimon is pointed. Rashi says, Shim Shimon, Tanakim will base on the Mishnah. I feel the Mesh Sholem. Even the Mesh Sholem is pointed. The Han Malacha Shem Tzikul Gufa. Now, and Tzikul Gufa. Shimon holds his potter. What's the definition of Tzikul Gufa? Chom Malacha Shem Tzikul Gufa. Ela Lesalka Me'olah. Chom Malacha Shem Tzikul Gufa. The Resoyner Le'boloi. The Hoyut Tzorek Lo. Hill Allah Malach is Machshavisi Yerushim. And that's the Gemara in Kegigo, the way Rashi learns the Gemara in Kegigo, that the Gemara says that when it talks about that Hilchos Shabbos is a part of a Tluy Besora, so it gives an example of Malachas of Malachas and Shikra Gufa, like Yom Shimon, and Rashi does because lacking the Malachas Machshavis. Zaylent Rashi. Now, I'm not being Mazur Rashi yet, but just those are the words. Rashi, before, and more on Yud Aleph, on the base, has come out of the same lotion. So, the case over here was of a Zov, who's wearing a kis to capture his Ziva. So the Gemara says that case, the person is wearing that. So it's going to look kosher. The more challenge is that. The more says, okay, bottom line, one price says kai, one price says butter. The answer is the Yehuda and the Mishim. So Rashi is the base of an olive. He doesn't want to capture the ziva to have it. So Rashi seems to be stressing that the point is that he doesn't want to. he'd prefer not to be a zog, not need to have a kiss, not need to check if he has ayin nikiyim, and not or to keep his clothing clean from the. That's not his goal. Now he prefer the whole thing shouldn't be. Then again, Rashi says two things. Return loy say or say loy sasa. I'm not sure which way he read it. Then a sarf leikar tachlisa. Kihakosh and a sarf leziba zu shayod the boakis says it. Rashi's lashon over here is. So Rashi and Lamed Aleph. Shimon says, "Kachos Adir, Kachos Al Shimon." He holds his potter. So the only case is the case where a sea is pepper. So now Rabbi Yehuda. I like this. I want to know who's more partial, the Shimon or the Yehuda?
The Yehuda.
It's not a fair question. Because we don't know what the word Malachim Hashem means. Until we answer the question, we don't know what that means. But look, at first glance, it's Bihuda.
At first glance, it's Bihuda.
Right? Bihuda says, you know Malachim, you have to want to do the Malachim, you have a reason why you want to do the Malachim, so like, why should we fuck? Right? Comes on, Rosh Hashem says, no, you're fucked. Let me imagine it again. Comes Tysus, and Tysus says, Rosh Hashem is saying something totally different. Rosh Hashem is saying that there's a Tanai in the Malacha that has to be the same type of usage you had in the Mishnah. Why was it in the Mishnah? So now, what's the reason for Rosh Hashem? Rosh Hashem says, listen, we learn out the Malacha in the Mishnah. Not only we learn out the Mice of Malacha, we learn out the purpose of the Malacha. He says, no. It's not, they're not totally different as that. So I don't know. I don't know why it's the one or the other. I have no idea why you should say one way or the other. We're looking at Malachas, right? Before we got to the Tosis, we said, listen, we learned out the Maisa Malacha from the Mishnah. What your purpose is. Like, why is it? We're learning out Malachas, not purposes. So, Kalder Shimon said, no, you need from the type of path that it was in the Mishnah. So, Hatzon the Mishkan was to use the item. It has to be to use the item. Now, Hatzon the Mishkan was to use the item in a certain way. That doesn't bother me. Once you want to use the item. So I take my luma, my yeser, out to the time of mitzvah. Right? Good, that's called Hatzon. I take it out to eat. It's also called Hatzon. Right? It's all called Hatzon. I take out a mace out to bury it. No, not called Hatzon. And I just submit to the bury base. That's what I was going. So what's everything in the luma and yeser? But the question is better than the answer. Because the Gemara says, now you don't read the Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't say that. Comes Amar Abba Amar Yechad and Amar Yosef and Shimon Leil. Part of Yishem and Af and Moitzi is a mace to call. So that's just Moitzi is a mace. So Rashi will tell you, like Potter, with the Menichah, the Kut, Stain Sark, the Kufa Shal Moitzi, the Kufa Shal Itzah. The Filu Tzarek HaMeis is also Potter. So, now, if you read Rashi Kipshutai, the B'tzen Elo HaYabaloi, right? Ein L'chai, B'tzen Elo HaYabaloi, is all of his there. That's the Ikirikut of Rashi.
You don't like people to hang in our house?
Right. I mean, we don't mind, you know, but prefer not, right? Right, so, if that's the Ikirikut of Rashi, so the Gemara's portion. According to Tosis, it's much more complicated. Tosis over here tells me, on Kupheva Beis, that's our mitzvah is called Tzarek HaGufa, which means every time I do something that I need to do, that's called Tzarek HaGufa. So why is material supposed to carve for a pot? So
you just did not be a nail on the
not poshes. Not poshes. Because the case Tosfos is going to die from his meal. I'm not doing anything with the meal afterwards. I'm doing the mice. Okay, well, that's it. All you do is the mice. What happens afterwards? That's not my point.
You're using the knife. That's
yeah, we're not discussing the hoods on the knife. We're discussing kribble on the meal.
What's the case?
No, no, no. The issue is meal.
Oh, that's
chayvul. Being chayvul.
Chayvul.
A meal. Chayvul. It's called tzarek hagufa. Okay. So according to Rashi, you don't know where Rashi came from. Rashi came from Kutzani that Nalav Amei. Now the I learned the Mishnah law. Mishnah says what is the case? The case is I have two in my house. I don't want to do in my house. I want it out. I understand. The purpose of the tzar is not to bring the item to another place. It's irrelevant to the tzar. Present the tzar to get out of the house. Fine. Now the more I assume for the number of partial, it's not the element base. But the malachi is which is a mason carver. So which is a mason carver? Why is it called into the book? So Rashi, because the answer is the son of the malachi is to return a ball. I want it. Okay. Now stop. Kufaba manal. So I saw one of the Achronim, which raises a question over here in our Gemara. Rashi says every case of Kedera, the Tikkun Eitz Lachayrim is not helpful because it's in the Tzrich L'Gufa. So he says, what do you mean in the Tzrich L'Gufa? The definition of Tzrich L'Gufa is that Rishon L'Hoya Boloi. I mean, I'm very happy to have the wood and to cook it and to make cook my pot. I want to do that. That's what there's no return of Hayabalah. And even if you say that the Kudan Rashi is Enel Asakami Alov, it's quite the same thing. Now, what we were discussing before, the Kash is not so poshut, because we pointed out it is called Tzarek HaGufa. It's just not called Tikkun. So I'm not convinced that the Kash is a Kash. Right? But if you say the kasha is a kasha, I would want to be marked in Rashi like this. So Tosfos asked some Rashi for the paper, didn't wait a circle laugh. So it's not my job to answer Tosfos kashas, because that's not intelligent to answer Tosfos kashas. But a little bit different Tosfos, I would answer Rashi in the following way. Go in the circle of Afra. Rashi says, I don't need my whole single Torah. That's what's called in circle Gufa. That's pushing. That's a case where a person is going and digging a hole. Well, not to use the hole. He has no use for the hole at all. Just he needs the dirt. So, sure, that's why in circle Gufa. I get that. Rashi says over here, but it says something else totally. I'm doing Nitzah to bring the mace out. I'm doing the mitzvah to bring the mace out because I want to outside. But that's not doimah to not being mishtamish. I mean, we're not defining the malach of mitzvah using the item. Malach of mitzvah is taking something from point B. So why is that mitzvah going to go for? Yes, I prefer shouldn't he have two in my house? It's like, Rashi, ah, there's a new Hagdara of Rishon LeHayabal. But in the case where what I'm doing is b'chlal not useful, the malacha part of it is not the useful part of it. The malacha is a hole. I have no use for a hole. It's in a circle goofa.
That rough is the defining element. So one rough is where I'm clearly doing it, but I don't want it at all. The other one is where I want it, but it's only because I'm being compelled by something which is really not coming up.
I'm not there yet. I'm a step before that. This is diamond to Rashi's mind. This is diamond to the sugya of Tzatikin and Kilkol. The fact that Tzatikin is somewhere else over here, it's just Kilkol. That's diamond to in the world of Kilkol and Tikkun. That's diamond to the sugya of Aguma, which I'm not using. I'm defining Tikkun and Kilkol like the Miris Kasher. So the Tobin is also Kilkol. Yeah, it's a Kasher. But regards to the din of Sarach Gufay, of course it's called Sarach Gufay. I want to do the malacha, and it's purposeful. And it's beneficial. In that sense. So, so we said before that it's called Sarach Gufay, but it's not called Tikkun. It seems to me you can split the two. Rashi's saying, over here, the case over there, what do you mean in the Sarach Gufay? I want to do the Maisa Mitzvah. And I need the Maisa Mitzvah. And the Maisa Mitzvah does for me something. Over there, the malacha is a hole. The hole does nothing for me. I just need the dirt. Over here, the mitzvah does something for me. Like Rashi, new svara. If you do a ma'aser, which is the return of the south to me alone, and that, and the return of the hayabaloi, that's also called inner circle gufa. Okay. So then, Tosfos is copying on the Rashi. It's not a gimel base. That's the only definition. So Tosfos guy goes through all of, throws most of shots at you. Goes through nine cases of inner circle gufa. And he says, one second. According to me, tick, 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 tick. Right? So, I don't know. I mean, that's what.
It doesn't solve all the problems. So what about Moisa? I wish I never had a dermatological condition. My children, I wish they would just behave. Right?
I understand that. I'm saying right. Now, in Rashi, Rashi says, "Ein l'masakim me alov." Return l'hoi yabalo. So Rashi is a little bit confusing. The return of Boaloi will hold your. Now it sounds to me like Rashi is saying two things. Rashi starts off from Shimon Parthi of Philip Meish Shalom to having Melacha Shem Tzikul Gufa. Now he seems to be given a definition. What is that? Is Rashi going to be two parts of the definition? Or Rashi saying, listen, this is the definition. Now I'm going to tell you the why, the wherefore, the whatever that is. But the definition of Enter Gufa is a malacha which is resealed, the Salkimi alone, that's called malacha Enter Gufa. The return of the Bolai, is almost like a test. How do you know if it's just the Salkimi alone or not? Well, some which you would want to happen is not just the Salkimi alone. I want the situation. Would you say the following? I'm a very hungry guy. I'm a very not hungry guy, and I don't eat so much. So I really prefer not to be hungry and have to eat. It's a waste of time. It's much easier in life, you don't have to eat. Push is much a waste of time. It's like sleep, sleep and eating, it's a partial waste of your time. You get so much more done without even sleeping, Without our cookies, and it's really good for us. Right? You wouldn't say that, because it's not the salcom, I have hunger, and my purpose is the salcom, help me along. That's not true. The ghetto at the worm is, I want to cook something. Right? So, this definition of the boloi is, as it were, like a tight, the son of the malachas, and means it's not for positive. Okay. Now, what's the story behind it? So there are two ways to say the story. So Rashi says it's felt like a little shepherd. So what's the problem with the Lechel Shabbos over here? So There's a Kapas Tamorim in Sukkah, which Moshe Chaim is quoted, which I will say...
I'm pushing and I'm propagating.
Okay, so I don't like it. But you know that my Seder Tamorim, when I was Seder Pshat, I don't like first, and I said Pshat, I like second. So I'm going to say the Kapas Tamorim first. I mean, I'm not chapter the Kapas Tamorim. I don't need him coming to me in a dream tonight, you know. I'm gonna, he probably wouldn't, because I'm not worthwhile to him come to the dream anyway.
He's starting, he might watch.
I'm not cautious enough to come to the truth. He argues that so Melech Lashemes carries in two nekudas. It carries it in a nekuda of kavana, lashon of machshava. It carries it in a nekuda of chashivas, lashon of, you know, Melech Lashemes nekuda of, it's a malacha with the chashivas to it. So what's the nekuda over here? So the nekuda over here, the chashivas element, and the nekuda over here is the machshava element. So he comes along and says that the nekuda over here is the machshava element, because over here, be'etzem, any situation where it's Bersenlo Hayaboloi means he's doing this as it were under duress. It's like an oinus. And the sushtal then is to the Marik. The Psalm Cipher. The Marik says a fascinating thing. The Marik says if a goy is ma'anis, a Yisrael to do malach on Shabbos, it's called malach on a single gufa. He's not doing because of malach, he's just doing to save his life. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, if a person has a choice between the goys, he says, listen, I'll give you a choice. I'm going to tell you one way or the other. Right? Either you makal Shabbos, you save your life, or you eat treif, you save your life. You should eat treif. You should makal Shabbos. Yeshua says, because it's and it's a gufa. Eating treif is a hetter and a single gufa by treif. So it's better. He should be mechal Shabbos, which is a fee of skila, but then it's a gufa, that he should eat treif, which only allowed. Okay, Zay Shtek Marik, right? So Cypher says that a doctor who has, because of Avram, so, I mean, the hetter for doctors treating goyim on Shabbos is, they don't treat the goyim on Shabbos, you know. I mean, go back, you ask them out, you know, there was one or two doctors in town, they were Jewish doctors. The guy walks in and says, I don't treat you. The guy says, what about the Jew? I treated him yesterday. You cheated him. Yeah, but you call him a different, you know. That's just a kind of devotion for the Jews in the town. So that's the heter of Avram. So to some sort, but if you don't get paid, send a circle of goof. You're not doing it for yourself, you're just doing it because you have, because of Avram. If you do it because you want to get paid, now, I would argue it's also kind of circle of goof. That's because of the block, you want to get paid, okay, but no, that's not true.
I thought he said you should do it.
No, he says not going to get paid.
I thought if you're doing it for the money, you're not doing it for the...
No, he says if you're doing it because of Ava, so you're doing it because of Ava. That's like the Marik, you're doing it because of your rest. But once you're getting paid for it, you're doing it because of Ava, you're doing it because you want to get paid. So that's every case. I go to work because I want to get money. I'll look it up again, but that's how I remember it. Okay, I haven't seen the film for a long time. Okay, but so I once saw the Machli Yisrael, and I cannot find it again. And I did all these searches, and I don't find it. It doesn't work. I don't know. I once saw the Thomas Kahn, the Machli Yisrael. Thomas Kahn wrote a sermon called Machli Yisrael, which he wrote for the Jewish soldiers, how to deal with issues in the army. He discussed, you know, how to deal with the issue of Shatnez and how to deal with the issue with Hakafas HaRosh. He dealt with Shabbos. So he says, you know, he brings in Marik. It's a big eitzah over here. It's an eitzah gufa. Right? I can't find it again. I don't know. It's not maybe. I should go back to my old Machli Yisrael and see if I haven't marked it off over there. Possibly. I don't think I did. So Kabbalah Tamorim comes along and says, this is Yisrael. He says that the Yisrael of the Gufa is the Gufa. That you're not doing it, but not so. So it's felt in the Machshava Shabbat. That's a form of blindness. You would sell Suvi, your like Suvi's next to learn, you know, Suvi's not Gimel, but Beis and Beis, and the Lachon over there, Beis and Beis, and Suvi's come to Shlomo. Ring a bell? Right? No? Yes? No? Maybe? No? Okay. There's a Machshava, there's a come to Shlomo on Beis and Beis, no, there's a Rebbechon in Beis and Beis in Suvis who calls the Chem Shlomo, but the Chem Shlomo is not there. The Chem Shlomo is on a Gemara in a Vodazor. So the Chem Shlomo says that the longness of the Narlo Sasa Dover, the more discussion of the Narlo Sasa Dover is a reason to say when a person made up a tanai that he's not going to, if he gets Shemitah, he doesn't come back. He doesn't come back. But the reason why he didn't come back is because of tanai. The Gemara says, it's not called not coming because Lanar was Sasadov. So, the Lanar was Sasadov in the heart of two intuitions. What does it do with apparently the guy didn't come back. Right? I had the following conversation with one of my rebbeim. When I was in high school, I had health issues, so I was put up in the gym. So I came to graduate, and I was not aware of this problem. So I can't graduate because I'm missing a quarter of a credit because I missed one semester of gym. So you need 128 credits. Graduate had 127 and a half. So the principal was a bona fide Yekka. He grew up in Germany. His degree was in the University of Berlin, and he's also living in towns in Europe. So Ramana says to me, "You're not graduating." I said, "I'm going to Patri." He says, "I'm just going to double arena." So that's what he says back to me. "I just found out the arena. So you didn't take gym." So I said, "Can I do a project to be able to count my quarter, my half of credits? I should be able to graduate with the rest of the class." I said, "Yes, okay, fine." But like Gavaldo, he's right. The guy didn't come back. He didn't come back because of annoyance. What's the why he didn't come back? It's the key of the Tanai. The Moshe is not a get. What is that a get? So Dr. Bukhari brings the Tabna Shalom Chamashar into life of Gemara Nama Zora, that a person who is someone which is a neva, someone which never becomes Asa Ba'anua, someone which is a neva, Ayere, a person did it for oinus. The person could have been Yargo Yav, but he wasn't. The person not Yargo Yav, he's not over for the Zor. He did all Ayere oinus. He's over the mitzvah of Seder Reis of Nikdashi, the Shach Ben Yisrael. He's about the mitzvah of Nikdashi. He's not over for the Zor. The person is over the Ayere oinus, he says he's talking from Yisrael, he did all Ayere oinus. So the Gemara, it's not called a neva. So the Shomer, what do you see? It's not just that you're part of an Oynish. It's not just for an Oynish. It's better than a Maisa of a Voida. Because the definition of a Maisa, Dinei HaTorah, is a Maisa which a human being does Barat. That human being decides to do something. When he's being forced, whether it's being to do it, that's not called as Maisa. So there's no Maisa of a Voida over here. That's what the Shomer says. The Shomer tightens it up in the Gemara. So that's by the din of Oynis. Comes to the Kabbalah tomorrow, and he says, "I'm going to understand the Lashon Shel Gufa the same way." That's what he's saying, basically. That's not the skyness of the Maisa is felt because it's Oynis. So it's felt Malachas Mashem. It's felt in the mind of Malach is something which is done with Das Adam. This is felt in Malachas Mashem. Now there are quite a few things on the Chumash over there, whether it's Tushal over here or not. It's a good question. Fine. That's the middle of the Rashi. So the mile of that is, so we're not making a new yesod of that purpose is defining element of malacha. We're saying, we're discussing that that's the definition of what malacha is. It's a concept of Shimon, Mesor, and says, a malacha which the person is not doing under his own volition, there's something forcing him to do it, as it were, it's found in Shem Malacha. Right? That'd be the Mile Epshah. The, what? Well, this Madrego you need Malachim Hashavas for. It's beyond the case of bona fide onus. Right?
He also used that to answer up to his kasha, the difference between a pre-existing problem versus a problem that comes to you on the fly.
Right. So, when we were, this is kind of Shlomo. One of the challenges on it is a Gemara of Pesachim in the second parak by a person who is, there's an issue of dimerapa with yourself on the Avodah Zarah. So the shaila is, the person is sick, not dimerapa himself. So, he'd rather not be sick. It's only because of the illness, and this is the refuah. So the illness is forcing him to do it. Right? The loch is that tosser. Because it's Abizrayu, one way because it's Abizrayu. The shaila is, it's not mamash avodah zarah, and he's doing it alayinei oinus. So this is the din of achronim. So remember, my rabbi's by Shira of Isaac, Osban's zikul brachas shir for that tzman, 1978. So he said, you know, once a person is sick, he wants to get healed. So one of my chaverim said, says that once a guy has a goy thing going to his head, he wants to do the malacha. He wants to do the thing. Now the guy, there's either illness forcing him or a goy forcing him. What's the difference? And something forcing him to do it. So why is this case called doing a peratzim? This case doing a peratzim. So how do you divide the two? So that was the deen and the shir. Exactly, you know, here there's nothing outside forcing him, over here something outside forcing him. You know, where you draw the lines, this is inside the person, he tried to say, you know. It's a difficult chiluk, but the maisa, you makalik, you know, the person was sick already beforehand, suppose the person just became sick now, developed on the belt. It's a hard chiluk. I never understood the Peshas, he said it then either. And 40 years later, I still don't understand it. 40 years later. Right. I think I would understand Rashi more simple. The Rashi is invoking the Dimelech Hashem, but Rashi doesn't invoke. He's saying the following: you're just saying that there has to be a gain. In other words, the point of Rashi is not presented by Lubavitcher. The point of Rashi is L'sal Kamei Allah. That's what we were saying before. The point of Rashi is L'sal Kamei Allah. Rashi is saying there are malachas where you're at zero and your goal is to get beyond zero, to get to one. There are malachas where you're at negative one, your goal is to get back to zero. So Rashi, anything which it's L'sal Kamei Allah, means there's a hesek which you're trying to remove. That's called Enesuch L'gufa. The yisod of the malacha is malachas which are chashuv, the sense that they give a final positive result. Yes. Tosfos raises a question. Under the circumstances, and now that I'm a negative one, I want to move to zero. That's a mila for me. Okay, so you can down the shaila. You know, when you say it's called, you're at zero, looking downwards, and you're going to try to get to zero. When you're at one, negative one, trying to go upwards. Okay, you have to figure that out. But that's the thing. The Kudah Rashi is a salka me'alov, and that the Kudah Malachas Machshav is this Kudah that we're saying that the Yisrael Malachas are that there's a gain in the person's process. Or Shimon says
in this shot, this Bashas Ma'aser is pre-existing still, meaning right. So it's Moshe Yisrael Gufa to trap it because you're trying not to get bit. So we could argue that there's no chashivas there because you're not producing something. You're Salka and Eilat, right? A person developed some kind of skin condition, he wants to pop it. The skin condition already existed. So at that point, it's viewed a gain to make it a step better. Can you still see that Chilik Shas Maisa versus set in or not? I mean, that was a couple of Samarim's Chilik and the Ratzi thing. Chilik Shas Maisa, what?
Chilik is the case of Zol.
Problem is the case of Zohar.
I understand that. Yeah.
What? No, see, the problem is the case of Zohar, right? That chiluk is a very nice chiluk. You know, if you're handling a pre-existing situation, now that's the situation, so now I live in negative one, so going from negative one to zero is hakatikun.
Right.
Whereas right now, Mamish, I was happily going along my way at zero, all of a sudden, this nachash comes, you know, out of nowhere, and I just say, oh, go away from me, so I get back to zero. Okay, yeah. Problem is the case of Zohar, the guy says over already. Right? So why is it called Enzir Gufa? According to that,
because he's still actually something. He doesn't have to want to deal with
So okay. So then the Kudus pretend like boy, you're back to the not the Kudus on the Salkam Yellow. Okay. So I hope at this point in time.
Point is that he's not saying that he was closer.
Okay, one last thing I just want to share with you. There seems to be what's the status of Macau? Macau is not Macau. So, there's Patal Velos. That is, they're Patal Velos, the rice of Rabbanan. So, the truth of the Gemara is it's Patal Velos of Rabbanan. Right? Rashi says, when he starts the Sugya, he says, Kol B'Kalkalim B'Turin. He gives a case of, let's say, a Mavir. Mavir Sagadish B'Kalkalim B'Kai. Right? How do I know? Because it says over there, there's Zidakam Rabbanan. So if it didn't come to Rabbi, it must be Chayiv, because it wouldn't be Chayiv. It didn't come to Rabbi. Now you don't really need Chayiv for coming to Rabbi, because we have the Tanna Mikis Gir, Shagim Meiz, it Onis Rots, and all those cases, the Meis, and the didn't come to Rabbi, even though he's Potter. So you don't need Onis. You just need a Meis, which is Chayiv, that's it. A Shagim gets a Meis, which is Chayiv, but he's Potter, because he's a Shagim, because he's an Onis. So Rashi is saying, I'm proving over here that the Makakal are Pturin, because that Chayiv Maver is different, because if you tell me Chayiv Maver, I have a Mishnah where it says by Maver that there's going to come Rabbine, even though it's Makakal. And if you tell me Makakal is Potter, it wouldn't be coming to Rabbine. That's Rashi's thought process. There's a problem. There's a Rashi Mabakama and Laman Haven Al. If Rashi says, Fairish, really? Even though Makalkal is partner, there's something to come around, just like by Shragi. So that's important, Rashi, you should be aware of. So that Makar gives us an interesting thought process on how Rashi looks at Makalkal. So Ramosha says from that Rashi, that Rashi is saying over there that Makalkal is also the Rice. It's just not Chai. So the others didn't come around. There's very few Gemaras would say that. There's a Rashi, and the Rashi at Kuvan Bal Madal, where that Rishonimun Rashi, the case of Shias Tovis, it's a Makalkal, and Melis Mutzah Tzarek Hefim. That's what you're saying. No Gemara would say that.
We just thought Mishnah Berurah also came out that way.
I understand. Good. It's in the Rishonim, it's not in the Gemara. Right? The problem is Rashi over here says not like that. Stop. Forget about Rashi. The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says, how do I know that Chayvel and Havara are different? Because you learn from Mila. Because the Torah needs a pasuk to tell me Mila is mutter. After being known that Chayvel is Chayiv by Kilkol, you wouldn't need a pasuk. If it's innocent of the Raisa, you still need a pasuk. So maybe Mila is the same as every other, maybe Chayvel is the same as every other Malach. It's also in the Raisa. And I need a pasuk to be mutter. This is the Raisa. It's not Chayiv, but it's still us. I need a pasuk to be mutter. This is the Raisa.
Comes
the
Raisa says Shane by Kais.
So you would say I use a regular rule of Esther Chalosa. Say okay. So maybe I use a regular rule of Esther Chalosa. Say maybe this would be the Makar. Esther Chalosa. Say I don't need anything involved in the whole sugya now. Would I need the pasuk? Right. Okay. Okay. So you're gonna get. The more the Yavamas, the more discusses Mila and Shabbos, the more discusses. I said, well, let's say the more discusses Yesh Makor. The Tosfos over there asked that. Okay. More in the Gemara, the more is saying that Sadha Makalkal is Potter, it's not even Issa the Rice. So the more says, so when you're passing them out the meal, it's not Issa the Rice. Of course, you put meal as Mutter. Must be, Chayvel is different. So when they obey the circular cards were more like that. So I'm not answering the question. I just want you to be aware that there's a Rashi over there, and it's not just, you know, it's I think the Avinezer brings this right from the Gemara. Brings this right from the Gemara that they have to learn. It's part of the. It's not the Chalmud and it's the race. Okay, I didn't solve all your problems. I didn't tell you all my problems. All my problems, I didn't tell you. So I try to bring the see that one of the campus was you see the sugya's interface a lot. You really can't really understand this without this and without that. You need to go three Gemaras, Sadi Gimel, Sadi Dalet, and basically you put it all together, and then you once you accomplish that, you feel you have a much better picture of what the issues are. Not so clear because there's still a lot of problems which have to be worked out, but that's basically good. Okay. Sure.